This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 81 Biography of Benny Thompson, the Representative from Mississippi. General Information. Representative Benny G. Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, has been serving in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1993. He represents Mississippi's 2nd Congressional District, which includes most of the western and southern parts of the state. Thompson is known for his long tenure and significant influence within the Democratic Party, particularly on issues related to homeland security, voting rights, and agriculture. Early life and education. Benny Gordon Thompson was born on January 28, 1948, in Bolton, Mississippi. He grew up in a family deeply rooted in the community, where his father was a farmer and his mother a teacher. Thompson's early life was marked by the civil rights movement, which profoundly influenced his views on social justice and equality. He attended Hinds County Public Schools and later graduated from Tougaloo College in 1968 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. Following his undergraduate studies, Thompson pursued further education at Jackson State University, where he earned a master's degree in educational administration in 1972. Early career. After completing his education, Thompson began his career in public service. He worked as a schoolteacher and later as an administrator in the Hinds County School District. His commitment to education and community development led him to serve on the Bolton Board of Aldermen from 1969 to 1973. In 1975, Thompson was elected as a supervisor for Hinds County, a position he held until 1980. During this time, he focused on improving infrastructure, education, and economic development in his district. His work in local government provided him with a solid foundation in public administration and policymaking. Thompson's political career escalated when he was appointed by Governor William Winter to serve as the director of the Mississippi Department of Human Services in 1980. Here, he managed state programs aimed at welfare, child support, and social services, gaining insights into state-level governance and policy implementation. Election history. Benny Thompson's journey to Congress began with his election to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1993. Following the retirement of Representative Mike Espy. He won the special election to fill Espy's seat, marking the beginning of his long congressional career. Since his initial election, Thompson has been re-elected multiple times, often with significant margins, reflecting his strong support base in Mississippi's 2nd District. His ability to connect with constituents on issues like agriculture, which is vital to Mississippi's economy, has been key to his electoral success. Over the years, Thompson has faced various political challenges, including redistricting efforts that could have potentially altered his district's composition. However, his deep roots in the community and his focus on local issues have helped him maintain his seat. Political stances. Representative Thompson is known for his progressive stances on several key issues. He has been a vocal advocate for voting rights, pushing for legislation to restore and protect the Voting Rights Act. His involvement in this area was highlighted when he became the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, where he worked to ensure election security. On homeland security, Thompson has emphasized the need for comprehensive strategies to combat terrorism while protecting civil liberties. He has criticized policies that he believes overstep constitutional bounds or disproportionately affect minority communities. Agriculture is another cornerstone of Thompson's legislative focus. Given Mississippi's reliance on farming, he has supported farm bills that provide subsidies, disaster relief, and research funding to help sustain and grow the agricultural sector. Thompson has also been a proponent of education reform, advocating for increased funding for public schools, especially in underprivileged areas. His background as an educator informs his push for policies that aim to level the educational playing field. Throughout his career, Thompson has maintained a commitment to civil rights, often speaking out against racial injustice and working to advance policies that promote equality and opportunity for all Americans. Representative Benny Thompson from Mississippi's 2nd District has garnered significant support due to his long-standing commitment to civil rights and social justice. Having served in Congress since 1993, Thompson has been a vocal advocate for issues affecting African Americans, particularly in the Deep South where racial disparities are still pronounced. His involvement in key legislation like the Voting Rights Act reauthorization showcases his dedication to ensuring that all citizens have equal access to the democratic process. His constituents appreciate his efforts to combat voter suppression and to promote policies that address systemic inequalities. Another reason for Thompson's support is his effective representation of rural interests. Mississippi's 2nd District includes many rural areas where agriculture is a significant part of the economy. Thompson has worked tirelessly to secure federal funding for agricultural programs, disaster relief, and infrastructure improvements that directly benefit his constituents. His understanding of the unique challenges faced by rural communities, from healthcare access to economic development, resonates with voters who feel their needs are often overlooked in national politics. Thompson's role as the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee has also bolstered his reputation. His leadership during critical times, such as the response to natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina and the ongoing threats of terrorism, has demonstrated his capability to manage national security issues while keeping the interests of his district at the forefront. His constituents value his ability to bring federal resources and attention to local security concerns, thereby enhancing community safety and resilience. Moreover, Representative Thompson's personal story and grassroots approach to politics endear him to many. Coming from a background where he experienced firsthand the effects of segregation and discrimination, his life story mirrors that of many in his district, providing him with a deep, empathetic connection to his voters. His community engagement, through town halls, local events, and direct constituent services, ensures that he remains accessible and responsive, fostering a strong bond with the people he represents. Lastly, Thompson's legislative record on education and healthcare has been pivotal in maintaining his support. He has consistently pushed for better funding for public schools, especially in underprivileged areas, and has been a proponent of expanding healthcare access, notably through his support for the Affordable Care Act. These efforts align with the priorities of many in his district who see education and health as fundamental rights that need robust governmental support. His advocacy for these issues not only addresses immediate needs but also aims at long-term community development and well-being. Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi's 2nd District has faced a variety of criticisms and opposition from constituents and political observers alike, which can be attributed to several key issues. One significant reason for the lack of support is his perceived ineffectiveness in addressing local issues. Many constituents feel that Thompson has not adequately tackled the pressing problems of poverty, education, and healthcare in his district. Despite his long tenure, there's a sentiment that the district has not seen substantial improvements in these critical areas, leading to frustration among voters who feel neglected or overlooked. Another point of contention is his alignment with national democratic policies, which often do not resonate with the more conservative or independent voters in his district. His support for policies like the Affordable Care Act, while popular in some urban areas, has been met with resistance in parts of Mississippi where there's a strong preference for less government intervention in healthcare and other sectors. This misalignment with local values has caused a rift, making some feel that Thompson prioritizes party lines over district needs. Furthermore, Representative Thompson's involvement in high-profile national investigations, such as his role as the chair of the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol, has drawn criticism. While some applaud his efforts to uphold democracy, others view this as a distraction from local governance. They argue that his focus on national politics detracts from the time and energy he could be dedicating to Mississippi's 2nd District, leading to a perception that he's more interested in national fame than local service. There's also the issue of political longevity and the call for new leadership. Having been in office since 1993, some constituents believe that Thompson has become part of the establishment, potentially out of touch with the evolving needs of his district. This sentiment is often encapsulated in the desire for new blood or fresh perspectives in politics, where long-term incumbents are seen as barriers to innovation and change. Lastly, his legislative record has been scrutinized, with critics pointing out that while he has managed to secure federal funds for the district, the tangible benefits to the average citizen are not always clear or immediate. There's a growing demand for transparency and direct impact from his legislative activities, which some feel are too often buried in bureaucratic processes or overshadowed by his national political activities. This has led to a perception that his contributions are more symbolic than substantive, further eroding his support base. In summary, the reasons for the lack of support for Representative Benny Thompson are multifaceted, involving local dissatisfaction with progress, ideological misalignment, perceived distractions from national politics, calls for new leadership, and a desire for more direct and visible benefits from his legislative efforts. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.